This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The final hour of the Alex Jones Show. Ed Martin of Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum is coming up in the next segment to talk about how they're going to try and steal the nomination from Donald Trump. Top story on Infowars.com right now. Former U.S. attorney, grand jury is investigating Hillary. The former U.S. attorney says that he believes a grand jury has been convened to investigate Hillary Clinton over her homegrown email server. Quote, the Bureau has between 100 and 150 agents assigned to the case. They would not have that many people assigned to a classified information case, this attorney told the Daily Caller. So it looks like that may indeed be happening. We've also got this story from Kit Daniels. Mass exodus, thousands of lifelong Democrats jump to Trump. Now, we saw this in Ohio. I talked about that earlier this week on the show, where we had 1,000 Democrats in one county alone register to become Republicans so they could vote for Donald Trump. Now we have over 46,000 Pennsylvania Democrats have switched parties to vote for Donald Trump, joining thousands of other lifelong Democrats in blue states doing the exact same thing. So again, many of these Bernie Sanders supporters, probably a minority given their political outlook, are likely to vote for Trump, far more likely than they're going to vote for Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio should Hillary Clinton beat Bernie Sanders, which appears almost inevitable at this point. But switching back to this Twitter issue, again, Twitter has now been caught censoring trending hashtags to hide Hillary Clinton scandals, to hide dirt about her. Now we've also got Twitter banning anonymous accounts for, quote, harassing ISIS extremists. Here's the clip from RT.
But activists from the anonymous hackers group, which targets the feeds of ISIL supporters, claim their accounts have been suspended too. We spoke to one of them. He asked for his voice to be disguised.
In the last about 2 months, we've had literally dozens of accounts suspended. My account went down without notification. Never received an email or anything from Twitter, and about 2 hours later, it came back. But at the same time, 15 other accounts went down. Had a few accounts that did receive an email. All it stated was that they violated the TAWS. Other accounts received no notification. There's still many accounts that have been suspended and not reinstated.
The ban comes amid Twitter strengthening its rules on online harassment. We asked the company to comment on the suspension of the accounts.
We condemn the use of Twitter to promote terrorism, and the Twitter rules make it clear that this type of behavior or any violent threat is not permitted on our service.
The anonymous activists also accused Twitter of not taking into account their work in helping to identify and suspend ISIL-linked accounts. They add that if it wasn't for their efforts, Twitter would be flooded with terrorists. Previously, the hackers group declared war on Islamic State.
Anonymous will hunt you, Islamic State, all across the world. You are parasites that kill the innocent. We will find you and will never let you go. Get ready for a massive blowback from Anonymous and numerous cyber attacks. The war has started. Beware.
The anonymous activist we spoke to says the ongoing fight against Islamic State is making the terrorists lose ground online.
Literally, thousands of accounts are going down. And it used to be that the accounts were coming right back. I can see now that in the end, more accounts aren't coming back, and we are actually slowing them down. The size of the accounts have shrunken, and I think they're losing grip on what they're doing. Their online activity has actually went down. They're not as active and as fierce as they used to be. The fight that we are fighting right now on Twitter is focusing on removing graphic content from Islamic State terrorists so our children don't have to see it.
So they have it, Twitter banning people who, quote, harass ISIS extremists. Amazing censorship. We'll be back after the break with Ed Martin of the Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum to talk about Donald Trump. Stay tuned.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for Ace when they pull that gate. And I hope that you...
It's Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones, and I'm delighted to be joined by Ed Martin. He's the president of Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum. Mr. Martin was elected chairman of the Missouri Republican Party in January 2013, and the website is eagleforum.org. Ed, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me on, Paul Joseph. Great to be with you.
Now, you wrote this Breitbart piece back now a couple of weeks ago with Roger Stone, how the GOP insiders plan to steal the nod from Trump. It remains to be seen whether Trump can get this magic number of delegates, 1,237. We've also got this Rule 40B with the convention, which requires a nominee have the majority of delegates from at least 8 states. If Trump doesn't achieve that delegate number, which it looks like, you know, it's going to be a struggle, just outline for the listeners the process by which the GOP establishment is going to try and steal this from him at a brokered convention.
Yeah, well, listen, and this is very important. I know everybody's focused on the races that are upcoming on Tuesday and a week after and a week after. But as you look towards Cleveland, you've got to figure out what the playbook is that has been used in the past and how it can be used again. And so there's a couple of key points. Number one is when you get to the convention, if you're a delegate, you first have to go before the credentials committee. And in the past, one of the ways to block conservatives from being seated, or actually just anyone, is to use the credentials committee. The credentials committee is made up of 56 times 2. That's 50 states plus 6 territories who are all considered members of the RNC. They each get 2 members. Now, think of this. Guam gets 2 members on the credentials committee, and so does California. Texas gets 2, and so does Northern Marianas Island. Now, you say to yourself, that's crazy. Those 6 little state of the territories are going to have a outsized influence, and they tend to be influenced by, wait for it, the establishment. And so here's the thing. You're going to have a vote on credentials first to see how you seat the delegates. And, for example, what if Rubio drops out next week after he doesn't do well on Florida? Rubio's delegates are supposed to vote for Rubio on the pledged first round. What if some of the Rubio delegates start announcing we're going to vote for Cruz or we're going to vote for somebody else? They could not be seated. They could be blocked from being seated for being outwardly against the candidate they're pledged to. That's just one choke point. The next choke point is the Rules Committee. Same drill, 56 states times 2, 112 members. And they're going to be setting the rules for the convention. People don't realize this. The day before the convention, all of the rules under which they are currently operating expire. And they must be ruled again. They must be voted on again. Now, so think about this. If you called the RNC right now and said, I'm Joe Blow. I want to run for president. How do I get nominated? They would point you to Rule 40. They wouldn't tell you that Rule 40 expires the day before the convention, but it does. And so we have another choke point where a rules committee made up of generally more establishment-leaning delegates will make a decision about what the rules can be. And here's an example. Current Rule 40 says you must have a permanently seated delegates. That's a credentials fight. Of at least 8 states, but that rule expires. What if they put in a rule that says you have to have the support of any delegate? Well, there are only a handful of free agent delegates, so-called superdelegates, but what if one of those delegates stood up and said, I'm for Paul Ryan, and he can be nominated? I mean, this is the kind of hijinks that's going to go on if people aren't aware of it and ready to fight back and kind of engage fully.
And that delegate count, the majority of delegates from at least 8 states, that can be amended to any number. And this has happened before. They used it to get Ron Paul out of the way. That's correct, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. So that delegate, they could decide it's 5 before. So what, this is a good example. The Ron Paul listeners will remember in Tampa, when they got to the Tampa convention, the Rules Committee met. And the Romney boys came in. The guy's name is Ben Ginsburg. And he said, let's change that to a majority of 8 states from a plurality of 5 states. That was meant to block Ron Paul from being put into nomination. They didn't even want him to speak. My point is that they're going to be a group that are going to be establishment-leaning that are going to pass rules like that. And remember, one of the key things on rules, motions and rules, is that whoever acts first owns the framework of the debate. I don't know if you've seen this much, Paul Joseph. We get to a meeting, and whoever makes the first motion tends to frame the way the argument goes. So we, conservatives and anti-establishment folks have to understand we've got to have people that frame the debate and own the, why should it be that Paul Ryan should be eligible to be nominated? I mean, that's outrageous, but that's what they're floating. And so we've got to figure out how to be an aggressive on the front end of that. And I think that's the first part. By the way, the nuclear option, and I don't know if this was talked about. I know Roger Stone and I wrote a column a few weeks ago. The nuclear option that's out there, it'll take the party down to the ground, but I believe that the establishment will ultimately do it, is to decide that no delegates are bound. You see, until 1976, delegates were not bound except by the pressure of politics. And in 1976, Gerald Ford was afraid that the delegates who were going to the convention were being persuaded by Reagan, and so they made them bound. By 1979, they unbound them. And there's an argument that could be made that delegates are free to vote their conscience. Imagine if they get to the convention and there's a big hullabaloo over the fact that Democrats voted in our primaries and people are swaying our election with outside money and we should let the delegates vote their conscience. If they do that, they'll all vote their conscience and I think they'll steal the nomination. I think those are the kinds of options that could happen.
Now, I wanted to ask you about Mitt Romney because, of course, a few weeks ago, he appeared out of nowhere. He started attacking Donald Trump. He gave this ridiculous speech, which basically fell flat on its face. It looked like it completely backlashed against him. But there were rumors a few weeks ago that he would enter the race even at this late stage just to try and take it away from Trump. Do you think he still will at this stage enter the race at any point?
Well, no, listen, I mean, there are only a handful of candidates who are nationally vetted that would be sort of able to run for president. I mean, you know, the fact is that you have to have gone through the meat grinder at a high level to be able to do this, you know, in terms of your background and vetting. And a few of them are names we know. You know, Ron Paul is one, Rick Perry is one, Scott Walker is one, certainly Romney is one. I think Romney, though, eliminated himself from any future political career of any kind. I mean, I think his speech was so dumb. I mean, the good news is the establishment is not only greedy and lazy, they're dumb. I mean, it was a dumb speech. If he had wanted to hurt Trump, he should have, you know, given a speech that was less dramatic and more sort of, you know, the old saw is you eat an elephant one bite at a time. You know, you don't eat an elephant all at once. And what I think Romney did there was self-indulgent and selfish and silly. But whoever put him up to it and allowed him to do it eliminated him. He will not be the nominee. There's no chance. His career is over. His political life is ended. And, you know, I think we can eliminate him. So now we're back down to only if the establishment goes to the outside. They've got Paul Ryan. They've got Scott Walker. They've got a few others. But I think Mitt Romney's career is over. It was so poorly done and so silly. And so, I mean, it really was a kind of a hateful kind of conduct to do that in the way he did it. And, of course, by the time he was finished speaking, they were showing the clip of Romney saying nice things about Trump and how he appreciated his great success. And it just made Romney look like a fool.
Now, this brokered convention, if they pick someone over Trump, if they use it to oust Trump, if they handpick a GOP establishment candidate, on vast numbers of Trump supporters going to protest against that by not voting for him. Isn't this just handing the election to Hillary Clinton?
Of course, of course. But I recall well a Wall Street financier quoted, anonymously, of course, who said, we'll take Hillary or Jeb. We just can't have anybody, you know, like Rand or anybody who's totally outside the norm. I mean, as I've said to people for a year, I was in the RNC. I was on the team. I saw it up close. The fact is that they have about 10 ways that they can force a guy like Trump. They can beat him. And they've done this to Cruz, too, but certainly Trump. And they tried about 7 of them, and the 7 haven't worked. And it's really annoying to the establishment. They can't believe it. Usually when you make a gaffe like Trump made, they're able to force the press covers and you get eliminated. And, you know, this is the, you know, the Fred Thompson or whoever, you know, think about these guys that were flashes in the pan and went away. In this case, Trump is hanging in there. But they have 10 ways, and they haven't tried 8, 9, and 10. And, you know, 9 is to steal it at the convention, and 10 is to take the party down. And they will not give up. This is an old-fashioned racket. They're running a racket, the guys in power. It's money. It's power, it's prestige, and they will lose their life and their lifestyle if the racket is broken up. So before they allow that to happen, they will take down the party, and they will let Hillary or Bernie or anybody else win. They don't care about the country or the party. They care about their own racket, and that's what they'll do. And so I think, you know, people need to be aware. Don't be surprised. The other thing I'll tell you, Paul Joseph, I think people don't understand is they won't try to announce that they're taking the nomination away. They will start what I call dumpster fires. They'll have a fight in the platform committee over marriage and over international policy. And then they'll have a fight in rules over the future of the Republican Party and the convention. And then in the credentials, they'll have a fight over, you know, whether we should honor the people who had one or two delegates. They'll start a series of dumpster fires to create so much anger and hate and resentment amongst the candidates and the proponents of the candidates, you know, the delegates for them, that they'll shoot for what I call the 1880 solution. In 1880, three guys came to the Republican convention, and they hated each other by the time the 34 ballots were over so much. They just hated each other. There was fistfights and all, that they went outside the convention to nominate someone. So the danger is not just that someone else steals it. It's that people get distracted by other fights and other chaos and other, you know, they advertise in a riot gear. You know, they're now saying if the Trump people are disenfranchised, there'll be riots. This is all meant to create acrimony and chaos to try to cause problems.
Okay, we're coming up on the break now, but Ed Martin will stay with us. I also want to get into these threats against Trump, as I mentioned earlier. We had another celebrity joke about Trump's assassination. We know that he's been targeted. We've got people now being deported, basically, for direct threats against Trump. We'll get into that after the break with Ed Martin, eagleforum.org. Stay with us.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, in for Alex, and I'm talking to Ed Martin. He's the president of Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum. It's eagleforum.org. Now, Ed, let's just say that, you know, Trump gets the delegates or he comes out on top of this brokered convention. According to the polls, Trump trails Hillary in a hypothetical runoff by around 6 points at this stage. Cruz is slightly ahead of her. Rubio's 4 points ahead of her. First of all, what explains that deficit when it comes to Trump versus Clinton? And what tactics must Trump adopt to defeat Hillary if he becomes a nominee?
Well, you know, I often tell people that, you know, Phyllis Schlafly, the organization that I had in her career, she's always been involved in politics and Republican Party politics. She just thinks, often you'll hear Phyllis give a speech, she'll say, politics is where the action is. And Phyllis Schlafly lost twice for Congress, and I lost a race for Congress and a race for Attorney General in Missouri, where I live. And you learn a lot when you run a race. One of the things you learn is that the primary is very different than the general, and especially you get defined after the primary is over, and you define yourself and your opponent. And here's what I would say. At this point, 4 years ago, we would have had Mitt Romney, and people would have been saying things like, Obama's a failed president, and Mitt Romney's a very, you know, honest guy, or whatever, how you phrase it. I mean, now he's sort of shown himself to be sort of, I think, very uncharitable is a nice way to say it, and not very good for us. But they defined him immediately after the primary as a greedy oligarch and a heartless guy and all this stuff. And the media participated with the Democrats. So I often caution people. You know, Marco Rubio, to me, he would be easily defined by the media and the Democrats as a very light and sort of an empty suit. And they would make fun of him and they'd make him kind of look like a lightweight. I think that's just the political fact of life. He can give nice speeches and be charming and all. And I think Ted Cruz And Donald Trump will face a similar challenge. The difference is Donald Trump is known 100% almost nationwide. He's defined as a sort of leading businessman and a kind of the apprentice guy. And Ted Cruz, even though he's more well-known, is mostly well-known by Republicans. And I suspect Ted Cruz would be defined as a hard right, you know, nasty guy is what they would do to him. And I think those numbers would change. I just go by what I know from politics. Right now, we have to look at how hard it is to win the election in America for a Republican. You have to thread the Electoral College needle, in large part because Ted Kennedy and the Democrats have transformed the country by illegal immigration and growing dependency of voters on government. But we have to thread the needle. And I think one of the strengths of Trump is that he is attracting a whole bunch of folks. I know them. I grew up in New Jersey. I know a whole bunch of guys that are cops and work in New York. They like Trump, and he's growing that. I think there's an attraction. And I don't get me wrong. I think Cruz can also attract some of them. But I think Trump is – those numbers, I don't buy them. And I think, look, Hillary is the best candidate we can face because she is so well-known as a corrupt, unpleasant person. And she's also captive to Wall Street and the big interests and the multinationals. I do think the one missing story – and I didn't get to listen to the whole show today – the missing story that's not yet permeated into the general consciousness is these globalists who are meeting off the shores of Georgia. – You know, Phyllis Schlafly wrote about the Bilderberg. She used the Bilderberg term the first time in the 1960s. She wrote about it. But they started this in the 50s, 57, 56. It's globalists who want to subvert the nation to an internationalist vision. And it's destroying the world and certainly destroying America. And that's another part of what's at stake.
Now, I talked about this earlier on the show, but I wanted to ask you about it. There's this huge fissure now within the conservative movement, especially in terms of media, over Donald Trump. We've got Glenn Beck lashing out at Matt Drudge because he put up a photoshopped image of Marco Rubio. On the other hand, we've got websites like Breitbart, which have seen their traffic spike since they, you know, semi-endorsed Trump, even though they say they haven't. While The Blaze, Glenn Beck's website, of course, he has endorsed Ted Cruz, that has been plummeting. Do you understand the concerns expressed by some on the right that Trump is, you know, not a true conservative? Or do you think they're making a huge mistake and that people like Glenn Beck are just acting out of their own vindictiveness, basically?
Well, I think that every election is a choice, and every election is at the heart of it. You have to make a choice, and you look at someone and what they stand for. You know, what Phyllis Schlafly has said about Donald Trump is that before he was running, all the candidates wanted to talk about tax cuts and the military and different things, and Trump drove the point to trade and how the international trade deals are destroying America and how damaging they are, and immigration, how illegal immigration and immigration legally is transforming the country. Without Donald Trump, I don't believe that the candidates would be talking like that. And I think it's a little bit like the 1970s, late 1970s. Ronald Reagan was certainly a great conservative.
Okay, stick him up. Oh, we'll be back. We're on the break with Ed Martin. Stay tuned.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones, and we're talking to Ed Martin of EagleForum.org. Just got caught off by the break there, Ed, but you getting into this fissure within the media, particularly the conservative media. The debate of whether Donald Trump is a true conservative. Just finalize your comments on that.
Yeah, real quickly. Thank you. I'm often hearkening back to Ronald Reagan when Phyllis and others talk about Reagan. People weren't worried about some of Reagan's positions because Nancy Reagan, rest her soul, was a liberal. And, pretty liberal lady, and Reagan ended up doing some liberal things. But on the big question, in 1978, 79, people knew Reagan understood that communism was evil and the Soviets were the enemy. And he was a strong, macho, charismatic guy, and he carried the day. Well, I would submit to you today that there's only a few candidates, and Ted Cruz is one who's done pretty good, and Trump is one that's led the way, on the fundamental issue of whether America will be a sovereign nation. That is, our trade deals, illegal immigration, Trump has led the way. And I think on some of the other issues, I'd like to know for sure where he'll be. But I think on judges, for example, when he talks about Clarence Thomas as a model, Clarence Thomas is one of my favorite people in public life. I think that's good. Right? So, but on the big question, I think it's a big, you know, it's kind of a starting point. And so the media can't stand it, by the way. And the reason the media can't stand it is because the media and the multinationalist, globalist corporations have to have these trade deals to make their money, and they have to have illegal immigration and open borders. And they have to resist it. And that's why they're all fading. I mean, even Fox News is lacking in credibility, not even, but certainly more day by day because of their being in the tank for the globalist vision of open borders and trade deals that gut America. So I think the definition of conservative is someone who puts the Americans first, not the globalists or Wall Street or anything else. And if you put Americans first, you're going to address the first threat. And the first threat is these huge losses of sovereignty.
Now, another issue I wanted to delve into, because this is something that I cover on a weekly basis now, these threats against Trump. We know that Trump now wears a bulletproof vest to most of his events. He's under Secret Service protection. We have reports that, you know, Al Chapo was targeting him. Every single day on Twitter, you have these death threats. There was an Egyptian guy who basically just had to agree to be deported because of a direct death threat he made to Trump on Facebook. We've got frothing from the liberals about how they're going to leave America if Trump becomes president. Completely unhinged, maniacal reaction. We've got these crazies crashing Trump events every time he gives a speech. I mean, I'm concerned for Donald Trump's safety, not as some part of dark conspiracy where the GOP establishment would take him out, but just the sheer amount of crazies and the vitriol being directed against them. Are you concerned for Donald Trump's safety?
I would say I'm concerned for Trump's safety and for Cruz's too, and for a number of these guys. But I want to point to the culprit here. The culprit is a leftist culture that has decided that whether it's Black Lives Matter, or I'm from St. Louis, and we had Ferguson. It was a totally trumped up, engineered effort by Soros-funded groups. I mean, what they're doing is they're conditioning people to recognize their frustration and then to act in terrible ways. And I really think that this is a danger. And again, you know, this is more where, you know, say more information is better and all. But I think we're starting to see when we find out that there's a real problem. So, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm concerned about violence in ways that I don't think we've ever expected. What's not true is that Trump is creating the violence, or that Cruz is creating the violence, or that somehow the speeches and the talks. That's not true. What is true is the culture and American life has become coarser, but that's a leftist move. And I think we have to be careful. There, again, I think I said earlier in the program, one of the things that the left will do when they're losing is divert attention through violence and rioting and killings and things like that. That sometimes they just use them when they occur. You know, there's no doubt that this kid in Ferguson was killed. He died, and then they used the situation to say something absolutely different from the truth. But yeah, I'm very worried about it. And I think most people, you know, I ran for office as head of a party here. Most people that observe politics have seen the edge tick up. And this is where I think Obama is not an honest man. Obama has been a terrible part of degrading how we live and encouraging people to be so frustrated and shrill and to think that violence is an appropriate way to feel. It's terrible stuff.
Well, I mean, we had, you know, Time Magazine and others after Ferguson come out and write articles called In Defense of Looting. We've got, you know, Black Lives Matter people chanting, what do we want, dead cops, while they're marching in New York City. We've got the ideological guru who the three founders of Black Lives Matter ascribed the whole movement to, being Assata Shakur, who is a convicted cop killer on the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist list. So, you know, we had Ishmael Brinsley in New York killing the two NYPD officers as part of a Black Lives Matter revenge attack. There are these kind of people out there, and yet, as you said, they're blaming it on Trump, claiming he's racist and bigoted, when he's got more than double the support from Muslims in America than any other GOP candidate. In fact, all of them put together more than double. He's set to break records for black support. So while this racist, bigoted narrative seems to fester on the surface, there's no real depth to it, is there?
No, and look, this is the they want to distract from anything but what is really happening. What is really happening in this country is a lot of people, I think it's more than a majority we're going to see over the next 6 months, are wakening up to the fact not only that the government is corrupt and that the people in power in both parties are running a racket. And people know that, but they're waking up to the fact that these internationalist efforts, corporate and otherwise, are really degrading what is America and what is our nation and who we are. So the people are awakening up to that. Now, they're going to distract with violence, and I agree with you, and it's a false thing, but the press and the media won't cover it because Donald Trump is not winning because he's charming or because of stakes or Trump University. He's winning because he's speaking directly to what I would call a dramatic change in American culture, way of living, specifically the trade deals and immigration. Nobody in this country, I mean, when he said, I want to pause on all Muslim immigrants, I didn't meet a person that thought that sounded out of control or inappropriate. Now, I know a bunch of people. I'm not saying there are many liberals, but I know some. The media covered that like it was insulting. You know, I did an exit poll in one of the early states. Something like 90% of all Republicans agreed with the idea of banning Muslims. Now, that's not what Trump, I think, said. But my point is only that they're so out of touch. And what they're trying to do is stoke up violence and anger when what's really happening is people, I think, are getting empowered. And I think that's what we have to have. And by the way, it has to extend to Congress and it has to extend to the courts. I mean, we need everybody to get back into the understanding of what we're supposed to be about, not what they want to become and want to be kings of. You know, I find the Supreme Court, these people think they're in charge of the world. They have a role in our system. And so I think people are awakening, and I think that's why you're seeing so much energy.
Okay, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Ed, just tell people how they can get involved with Eagle Forum.
Yeah, well, the first way is eagleforum.org. You can visit our site and read about Phyllis's career and her writing. She's a prolific writer. She's 91 years old and has been active in politics for 71 years. But people can also email me directly at ed@eagleforum.org. That's Ed, E-D, at eagleforum.org. I'd love to connect them with our work and what we're doing. And thank you for the chance to be on this afternoon.
Okay, there goes Ed Martin, eagleforum.org. Thanks for joining us, Ed. And we're going to move on now to more news before we hit another InfoWars report, InfoWars message to Bernie Sanders supporters. We've got that coming up. But this was a top story on InfoWars.com this morning. Top Danish imam admits agenda for Muslims to conquer Europe. Again, this is not me saying it. It's not Alex Jones saying it. Undercover footage broadcast by a Danish TV station shows Mohammed Foud al-Barazi, the head imam of the Mosque of Islamic Union in Denmark, which of course has taken in a lot of these Muslim migrants from the Middle East and North Africa, admitting that the goal of the migrant influx is for Muslims to conquer Europe. So he basically said, quote, right now we are in a time when we are opening these countries. They spoke to Islamic experts, Professors Tina McGard and Professor Thomas Hoffman, who agreed that the Islamist understanding of the word open means to conquer. The imam also basically said that Muslims arriving in the West shouldn't be expected, in fact shouldn't full stop, integrate into Western society. Quote, when I came to this country 23 years ago, we were only 55,000 Muslims. Now we are 300,000. Hence the conclusion of this talk is that it is possible to live in this country without melting in. You must understand the conditions without melting into society. So this top imam in Denmark with this undercover footage basically admits that, yes, this wave of Muslim migrants is to conquer Europe. And in fact, if you look in the Quran, and it's quoted in this article, the concept of hijra or jihad by emigration is celebrated in the Quran. So it's no surprise to see these top imams calling for exactly that, calling for Muslims to emigrate to the West to spread the religion of Islam. Now, of course, you've got no problem with them having their own religious beliefs. It's when they're imposed on others that it becomes a problem. That is the heart of Islamism. We've previously featured a video, which is in this article, from another imam who gave a speech at a mosque in Jerusalem, basically said, Europe is decrepit. They have no fertility. We need to go to Europe. We can conquer Europe by breeding them out. Again, not me saying that, not Alex Jones, one of the top imams in Jerusalem. And it's no surprise that, you know, they're being welcomed in, given what Green Party politician Stephanie von Berg said in front of the German parliament. And we featured this quote before because it's absolutely shocking. She said, quote, "Our society will change. Our city will be radically changed. I hold that in 20, 30 years, there will no longer be German majority in our city. I want to make it very clear, especially towards those right wingers, this is a good thing." So she's basically saying that Muslim migrants will become a majority in German cities. They will replace the native German population, and that is a good thing. Which is unsurprising. The consequence of that, this is out of AFP, rising fortunes of right-wing populists in Europe. A wave of right-wing populism has swept across Europe in recent months as the continent struggles with its biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Now, the problem here, of course, is that many of these populist parties, which have been growing in support for the past couple of years now, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, but some of them are actually fascist parties. So again, the point I've made over and over again, classical liberals' refusal to stand up for liberal beliefs has created this vacuum where people's, they're not being represented, their concerns aren't being represented, their voices are being censored simply for expressing concern about the pace of this migrant invasion. That vacuum has created a space where extremists have flooded in. So now you're getting extremist parties being elected in Europe, and that's going to be a problem going forward. We're going to go to this video now. InfoWars message to Bernie Sanders supporters. The establishment knows what's at stake. Do you? Here's the clip.
I've seen signs that several businesses throughout Austin who were staunch supporters of Ron Paul 4 years ago now with Bernie Sanders signs. To many, it may not make sense because they are polar opposites ideologically. But there is some common ground. Both Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders followed their principles consistently over decades of public office. In a word, authentic. You know what these guys are about. Both Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders had a long association with a mainstream political party that they were never really a part of. They were never part of the club, never part of the establishment. That's why the establishment hates them. It's why we identify with them. We're not in that club either. And the supporters of both of these men speak of the movement behind their candidates as a revolution. But the system is obdurate. It hates change. The establishment of both parties each has its own ways of controlling access to power. An article today on the Drudge Report speaks of the undemocratic Democrat Party rules. At issue are the superdelegates, the superheroes of the party, current office holders, former office holders, party apparatchiks, and lobbyists. In fact, one out of seven, 14% of the superdelegates are lobbyists or former lobbyists. Bernie Sanders started out as a 450-delegate underdog. Hillary was one-sixth of the way to the finish line before the first vote was cast. So far, 7 million people have voted, but 473 people that none of us know account for 42% of the delegates so far. In last night's Michigan election, Hillary lost but got more delegates. Both parties are dishonest and oppressive. The political parties should be abolished or replaced with new parties. But with the rules currently in place, the best we can hope for is a hostile takeover. A hostile takeover is easier under the rules of the Republican Party. As Nate Silver of 538 pointed out, the rules of the Republican Party are not as restrictive as the Democrat Party's rules. And it helps if you have a billionaire who doesn't need the money of the multinational corporate donors. Donald Trump doesn't have the grandfatherly demeanor of Ron Paul or Bernie Sanders, but as gruff as he may be, he's not dependent on establishment donors and he's willing to fight. And there's some commonality between Trump, Bernie Sanders, and Ron Paul. Like Bernie and Ron, Trump has also stood consistently and alone against the establishment for decades. Trump's stand has been in opposition to unfair trade that is taking our jobs and destroying our economy. 35 years ago, he paid $100,000 for an ad in the New York Times to oppose the trade and war policies of the multinational corporations, the globalists. He has opposed the Republican orthodoxy of so-called free trade and of being the world's policeman, and he has said it to their face. He's called for ending NAFTA, for auditing the Fed, for releasing the secret 28 pages of the 9/11 report. He will stop TPP and TTIP and stop the exporting of jobs. Neocons and those who want to provoke wars for profit for the military-industrial complex are his biggest critics. For all his bluster, he has long criticized American militarism and confronted Jeb to his face on the lies about weapons of mass destruction that were used to start the Iraq War. But most of all, he's not part of the club. Globalists hate him, multinational corporations hate him, the political establishment hates him, and the warmongers hate him. Think about it. He's closer to Bernie than Hillary, and no one personifies the cronyism and corruption more than Hillary Clinton. She must be defeated. Bloomberg said he would enter the race to stop Bernie and Trump if Hillary wasn't the nominee. Bloomberg understands what's at stake. Fox News and the establishment understand what's at stake. Do you?
That is David Knight with a special report that is sure to trigger Glenn Beck. Let's hit a couple more news stories here in the final minute of this segment. Father attacked by migrant Sharia patrol that told his wife and daughter how to dress. A father has been hospitalized after being attacked by a Sharia patrol in Vienna, sparking fears that parts of the Austrian capital are becoming no-go areas. Really? Well, I was told that was a conspiracy theory, even though it's now happening in basically every European country. I've also got this out of Sputnik. Is this the end, my friend? EU collapse possible as never before. The European Union is no longer able to tackle the economic and migrant crisis gripping the bloc. And basically, the risk of collapse is at its highest now, says this top German politician. We'll be back with more news in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a model of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
that's it, folks, for the live transmission. Infowars.com/show. Also, please don't forget, it's very expensive to have dozens of reporters and anchors and researchers and investigative journalists. We have well over a dozen, well, more than that now, on the payroll. It's very expensive to have the backup people, the videographers, the editors, the news directors, the equipment, all of it. We're not tax exempt like the mega banks. We don't get money from the globalists. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com to find Hillary for President t-shirts, books, videos, the best nutraceuticals in my view out there. The Nason Iodine, Game Changer, you got to get X2. Supermel Vitality is back in stock. Anthroplex, high quality colloidal silver, you name it. This is how we're able to fund the operation that finally has a little bit of extra profit to kind of get some backup folks, because a lot of us are working 18 hours a day some days. It's burning us out. Just saw an article in a Harvard Review yesterday. It's actually out there on the desk. I meant to cover that, where the really hardest workers in America who actually keep the country going are burning out, because they're kind of like, you know, and it's the same thing with us. We need to get a few more editors, a few more reporters, a few more writers, so that the people we've got aren't working 6-7 days a week. Not that we're bitching. We just do our better work when we can get a little bit of rest. So, I mean, I have to take off work just to get a bunch of business done and you know, things for the operation itself. That is really hard. That takes really smart people. You know, I mean, nobody else will be able to do what we do with the top executives and the top brains. I've got to be the host, do the analysis, fight the enemies, run all the operations, come up with the money, come up with all of it. And you're the partners in this. We couldn't do it without you. I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. I'm saying this is a one-of-a-kind gym. We are in the spotlight like never before. We've hit the zeitgeist. We're engaging the globalists at point blank range. We need your support. We need your prayers. We need you to understand they're trying to shut down free speech. They're not playing games. Don't take this for granted. Get the books. Get the videos. Send the links out. Send the articles out. Buy the product. Shop with the good guys. See, I was politically correct. I said, guys, shop with the good persons. See how cultic this is? Break with it. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check out the products. Peruse it for yourself. The highest quality Troy radios, crank powered, solar, just the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, widest selection, lowest prices. You owe it to yourself and the InfoWar, a 360 win, to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the products and see if there's something that you want there. The best knives, the best optics, the best G-Shock watches at the lowest prices. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And our InfoWars team is standing by to take your calls, to answer your questions about specials. There's so many specials. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is part of that, the nutraceuticals. And if you want other great nutraceuticals that I endorse, but also when you buy on Sports Broadcast, the whole longevity line is available discounted with free shipping and things. If you sign up for AutoShip, the big discounts when you sign up to be a distributor at the website, InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. So don't forget about those great products and items as well. All right. I'm Alex Jones signing off for this live transmission. If you are watching, you are the hope. You are the resistance. That's why they want to shut your speech up. These are naked criminal tyrants. The battle is now. They can be defeated. The fear is letting them win. There's no fear in fighting back. That's our hope. That's why I'm not a hero. You're not a hero. This is survival, people. These are predators, super predators. Hillary calls black people super predators. She's a super predator. Infowars.com/show for the feeds that start at 11 a.m. They're 24 hours for 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. The video feeds the live show. You'll see what I take at the first, and then Paul Watson, and then myself. Infowars.com/show. They hate that link. Post it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Hit that link out. Infowars.com/show.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for the show. Didn't get a chance to get to this article. Vice editor jokes about Trump assassination. Check that out on Infowars.com. A lot of threats against Trump. But joining us again 11 to 2 tomorrow for the radio show Infowars Nightly News Tonight, Rob Dew, 4th hour overdrive breaking news and analysis. Stay tuned for that. This is GC.